Blog Talk Radio.
All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street queen. Let's go.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down, man. Lush Radio Online presents Street Queens, the movement, man. And we always shutting down with all my beautiful street queens, man. You know what I'm saying? We got your girl, Miss Toy, you know what I'm saying, doing a 1-2. We got your girl, Javita CG, Emma, E2K Magazine, you know what I'm saying? Javita, Felicia Sabree, the set, you know what I'm saying? Everybody rocking with us all day, and we're going to have a special guest, your girl Donna M. Savage, might be shutting it down with us tonight, man. We're going to be talking about Obama, man. Make sure you call in at 347-826-7722. Man, shout out to TrunkHustlers.com, www.TrunkHustlers.com, your one-stop shop to all your networking needs, www.LushRadioOnline.com, man. Your networking site for all my people, www.nationalstreetbuzz.com, you know what I'm saying, www.consultingguide.net, www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com, you know what I'm saying, www.strictlybunk1.com, www.ruly.com, man. There's a lot of www.coms, man. It's going down tonight, man. We talking about Obama, man, new administration. New man in the house, man. The head honcho is going down. The quote of the night is basically, be the change that you want to see in the world. And that quote today is from Gandhi. Gandhi, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a shout out to my homegirl, Emma E2K. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out www.e2kmagazineonline.com. She ain't feeling too well, man. My boo is not feeling too well, so we definitely got to do a prayer for her, man. She ain't feeling too well. So shout out to my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? You know, so basically, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my girl, Felicia Sabree, you know. So she called in. She want to do a 1-2, you know, and shout out, you know what I'm saying? You know, got a couple of my people running late, but they definitely going to come through and do they want to, man. And my homegirl, you know, Lissette, man, she ain't feeling good either. So, you know, we still going to rock on. Shout out to all y'all, man. We still love y'all, man. And I know my girl CG going to drop in through with us, man. So, topic of the day is Obama, man. Make sure y'all call in at 347-826-7722, man. Your girl, Lushy Lush, shutting it down with my street queens, you know what I'm saying, that's going to join me tonight, man. Every 15 minutes, we give you 5 minutes to go ahead and, you know, answer them questions and ask your questions and do your 1-2. I want to apologize in advance if we don't get to you, man. But make sure you go on to LushRadioOnline.com and www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com, man. You know what I do. And, you know, if you didn't able to come on in live, man, make sure you archive the show. If you want to hear the show again, blog it, comment on it, do your 1-2, www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Any letters and donations, make sure you hit us at P.O. Box 30126, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20731. That's what it is. Hit up on MySpace, www.myspace.com, Street Queens, The Movement. Or y'all can hit us on Twitter, because you know Twitter's the hottest thing right now. It's Street Queens with a Z, 81. And follow us on Twitter, because if you follow us, we'll follow you, man. We're going to go to the lines, man. Make sure that you respect all the panelists and our guests and callers, because if you use any profanity at all, you disrespect somebody, you will be booted off this shizzo, okay? So we're going to open up the lines. 352, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and Street Queens, The Movement. What it do?
Hello there, Lushy Lush.
How you do? Who's this?
This is Joseph Tanner. I called y'all yesterday.
Oh, hey, Joseph. How you doing? You going to hang on the line with us real quick, Joseph? So once we get into the whole show and everything, we'll bring you in for the to answer some of these questions, right?
No problem. No problem.
We love you, Joseph. Thank you. Hey, peace, Queen Jarvita. How you doing, boo-boo?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing great, girl. Peace, Queen Felicia. How you doing, boo-boo?
Peace, Queens. I'm good, boo-boo. How are you?
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We got our homeboy live on the line, one of our faithful callers, and we love him so much for coming through. That's what it is. That's what it is. Hey, it's going down tonight. We're talking about Obama, 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 man. Make sure you guys call in. If you don't want to use your real name, if you want to call in anonymous, you can. Call in at 347-826-7722. Obama's campaign strategy that ultimately secured him the Democratic nomination. Obama winning the presidential nomination. What can we do to make a difference in regards to, you know, different situations? Everybody, you know, they didn't even give him a time to even take a boo-boo in the White House. They already talking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They already talking.
They trying to find something on him.
You know, they trying to find something on the player, man. I mean, he ain't even get to take a presidential shower in a presidential bathroom yet. You know what I'm saying? Give them a minute, player. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but basically we want to talk about his strategy and his whole campaign because I'm telling you right there, if you are a marketing specialist, the strategy that this man had was remarkable. Remarkable, man. Let's talk about it. Speak on it, Jarvita. Speak on it.
Well, to me, his strategy, like you said, it wasn't just remarkable. It was downright brilliant. you know, he is a great man and absolutely a great strategist, even from the way he played when they tried to bring up the race card and the way he had to eloquently bring out his grandmother and even his past background but not dwell on it and focus on it, even in his accepting, whether he was accepting the presidential nomination or even in the Democratic nomination, even at his inauguration, he didn't intend to dwell on it. He addressed it, but at the same time, he still kept his speech, his inaugural address, very formal and to the point. When you talk about Obama's campaign strategy, you have to admit he was very excellent in his unification of both not just parties with Democratic and Republican, but just his communication with people in general. He had the most effective networking campaign strategy ever. And not only that, Obama's campaign was not just effective in networking because he used the internet and set up small campaigns in different communities where he went out, and at every engagement he went to, for those who attended, you know, they got your information and your phone numbers and email addresses and addresses that tried to get you to come back out and support him. And even he had his little messages telling people to keep working and you can do it and stay focused and let's keep doing the task at hand. They got out and did the traditional door-to-door marketing. But mainly what really sent him over the top was the internet and his ability to market and youth's ability to push him on the internet, and that what led to the first YouTube presidential debate that was held, and that was the first time that had ever been done in any presidential election. But also,
not to mention the money that he was endorsed with.
Oh
like
yes,
sir.
Right, that's what
dollars,
I was going
right?
to bring up.
That was the campaign.
Mm-hmm. That too, he was economically friendly. You know, when you think about his economic strategy, it really reminds you of Jesus' story when he had the widow woman and she gave her two pennies because that's all she had. What Obama did that was so unique from what's traditionally done in politics and other campaign strategies is he took any amount of money that somebody had. If you had a quarter, if you had 50 cents, a dollar, five, 10, he was willing to take it, and that is what ultimately led him having the most money to spend. And I'm going to let Felicia say what it is. Go ahead, girl.
You know, I mean, basically you touched everything, girl. But you know what I'm saying? But just, you know, he's a public speaker. He's a great speaker, you know, and that just ultimately which drew everybody in because you could relate to his emotion that he had behind his speeches, and you could tell that he was just like everybody else. He's just a man, you know, but on top of that, you know, he is a black man or a biracial man. But, you know, everybody just got to see who really Obama was, and, you know, he came from a good background. I mean, he went to college. What did he go to? Was it Harvard?
I think so.
Was it Harvard?
I know his wife went to Princeton. I think
they went to Ivy League colleges.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's no denying he's got a great background, so you got to look past the color of his skin, and ultimately that's what America did, you know?
Well, when you think about it, too, with the Yes, We Can campaign, that was brilliant. Whatever you had about the man, yes, you can.
Yeah.
And that was the truth,
yeah.
Ladies. Like, basically, you know what I'm saying, the strategy was basically he threw out a pitch. In marketing, you throw out a pitch. You have, like, almost like a 10-second pitch that you spit out to the people. If it catches that people in that one quick second, then it's a winner. Yes, we can. Brilliant, simple. Easy.
You don't want a black man? Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. We basically took what we had. And first of all, we have to thank Bush, okay? So a lot of people call him heartless, but we have to thank him because if he did not cause the corruption in our economic system, then he wouldn't even have the chance to be here and make this historic event happened. But yes, we can. That pitch brought the youth out, brought the elderly out, brought all races from all swarms, from all nations, from all creeds. This was bigger than the Super Bowl, baby. Bigger than the Super Bowl. Who does that?
It's who does that,
man? Who does that? Obama, Obama. Who does that, man? You brought out swarms of people who would have had never thought or never even thought maybe their inkling of a vote would count. Even though, if we go technical, the Electoral College does determine a vote. Now, but we're going to throw that away. We ain't going to get that technical with it. And we're going to say this man accomplished a lot. Going through his adversity, coming through biracial, going through all the attacks, he stayed humble. Never broke a sweat.
Never.
And he assembled a team right now that is fierce, baby. Fierce. And on that note, I'm gonna bring in our caller and ask him what he thinks. Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Hey there. How y'all doing? I'm doing all right.
How do you feel about, you know, his strategy and how he locked and sealed the whole presidential nomination?
It was a good strategy, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's about time we had change in our life.
Yeah.
In our economy.
That's definitely true, man. You know,
it's a big change for America.
But I am a little concerned about his safety, and I hope you all can forgive me for being that way, but
we're all concerned. Mm-hmm.
In the past, and I'm sorry for bringing this up, but in the past, two presidents were assassinated in two different genres or years, and I'm worried that history might repeat itself. You mean after what happened to Honest Abraham Lincoln and to JFK?
Yeah.
And then what happened to the civil rights leader himself? I'm a little worried that. And the reason why he's on the news, saw a report that just sickened me. Yeah.
What happened?
Some people that they were interviewing received some letter from those jerks from the Ku Klux Klan. It's especially after they voted for Obama, including myself. And I'm sorry for even mentioning those.
No, it's nothing wrong in that. We want the people to talk and express how they feel. That's what this show is all about, expressing how they feel. And it's nothing wrong in you having concern about Obama's safety, because it is president. Yeah, we did have, you know, different situations and assassinations.
They did try to assassinate him 2 times prior to him even getting into office. So, you know, your concerns about that are completely validated. But I just have to commend America that in spite of all of that, you know, they still were willing to elect Obama unanimously into office.
I know what you mean.
Because he definitely spoke to a hope of a people. I have to say that. But I
Obama
am worried
knows.
About his safety, truly.
Obama knows the territory. You know what I mean? That he knows his territory. He knows that he could be assassinated, that he could drop dead in any day because he's the president of the United States of America. But he is so humble that that stuff is not going to stop him from trying to do the job that he's trying to execute. He's going to he's going to stand for us, and he's a soldier, just like the soldiers that are over in Iraq. So, I mean, it's all good at the end of the day. Whatever's going to happen in this life, you know, whatever's going to happen in the world, you know, on the planet Earth, it's going to happen, you know what I mean, regardless of a black president, regardless of whoever, you know what I mean? We talk about revelation. We talk about hope, then, you know, fear, then hope. We had fear. Now we have hope. We don't know what's going to happen. We just, you know, we just got to take life one day at a time and just, you know, everybody pray for Obama. That's all I can say, you know.
I definitely agree, and it's just like you were saying. He definitely knew that he was going to be that there was a chance that he could be assassinated, because that's why he wrote his kids the letter that he did, to let them know why he was running and why he has done what he's done, just on the off chance that he didn't. And my heart and everybody else's heart was practically out of our chest when he was getting sworn in the office.
Yeah. Yep.
And that,
there's a lot of stuff going on right now with this new president. I know in Massachusetts, I don't really want to touch on the subject too much, but you know, some guy just wanted to, you know, kill whatever non-white, and he killed and shot 22-year-old Cape Verdean girl, raped her, killed and shot her, and then killed another girl because she was non-white, and then he killed an old guy in the street. Shot him in the back because he was non-white. And he actually told the police officers that he wanted to get rid of, you know, all the Jews and all the non-whites because that they were becoming extinct.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That's definitely crazy.
Things
man.
Are going on right now, you know, due to this whole new presidential, you know, election. But, I mean, I don't know.
That's what it is, man. We'll move on to the next subject, man. Real talk, like, that's really crazy right there, man. What's going on with this world, man? Can we all get along? Like, why can't somebody succeed? Why is it the hateration? Stop drinking that haterade. You know what I'm saying? So we move on. Former President Bush leaving the White House. This question for everybody. Former President Bush's family and Laura Bush being Hispanic. Let's touch on that situation now. Real talk, let me tell you something now. Okay. Now, I don't know if y'all watched what I watched, but I sure did see them people packing with their moving vans fast as I don't know what out of that house. Okay. Now, they tried to blame it and said the wife already had the pass, but I think they wanted them out real quick and swifty. You know, quick and swifty. And you know what I'm saying, our former president and the family, now they was the only family that their kids were kind of wild when they first got in the office, kind of wild in the public eye. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, Chelsea was, you know what I'm saying, they kept her hidden, you know, and she's just coming out now. But, you know, hey, their kids was wild, you know, out there and about doing wild stuff, you know. But it is what it is. I guess it's all about home training, you know. But your girl Laura Bush now, being Hispanic now, you would expect that they would have had gave most of the minorities and the Hispanics a cut break. Because first of all, sweetheart, you couldn't speak English at first. But you worked on it. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You sure did put on a good front. But why didn't you help your people out? That's what shocked me. If you were Hispanic, but you ain't help your people out, they still suffering. Somebody explain that to me. Let's speak on it. Go ahead. Huh?
Hispanic?
Huh?
What nationality is she, though?
She's Mexican. She's Mexican.
Oh.
She's Hispanic. Go ahead. Go ahead, Felicia. Speak on it. Speak on it, Felicia. Speak on it.
I don't even know what to say, because that's kind of messed up, right?
Kind of messed up, player. Kind of messed up.
I didn't know that.
Girl, the girl could not speak English, homie.
Wow.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I think the reason we didn't know about it is because she's made it a point. If you've noticed, Laura has tried very hard to hide that part of who she is. Because you don't see her at any other rallies or anything like that. She doesn't do she didn't do any type of work with them being the first lady in the White House. That wasn't a part of her priority in terms of things that she wanted to accomplish while being in the White House with her husband. You know, and to be honest, you know, even the Bush's family, they say they have a reputation of being racist. Now, of course, you know, if that's truly the case, it explains a lot, because the way they looked when it was time for them to hug the Obamas as they boarded the plane. But I know that I was quite happy to see Bush board that plane and head off, and he was one of the presidents that they had to use decoy planes in the sky because they were so scared somebody was going to shoot him from the air. Because people just don't like him. And, of course, one commentator wanted to say, oh, people are cheering as he flies away because they're so happy, you know, that Bush had served in the time that he did. And, of course, the black commentators say, oh, no, they're not. People feel like Bush stole 8 years of their life, which I know I personally do. He had wrecked the economy by making bad decisions and bad choices and blocking things that could potentially help us as a country, like moving towards natural resources and his quest to hoard all the oil. And people are excited to see him go because, let's face it, when they were bringing the presidents out, you could hear a pin drop when they said Bush's name. Nobody said anything. So I'm personally happy to see him go. And that's pretty much it.
I think basically all America is happy to see this cat go. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people was playing, get out, get out, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Let's get real, man. I mean, you done destroyed our economy. You done made riches off of us. You done playing us as a game of a pawn in your game of chess. And you done reap the benefits of it. You and your wife, and what are we here still suffering till today? And you brought this man into your can of worms and sent soldiers in there to sacrifice themselves for what? Because he threatened your father a long time and you were showing your chest? Come on, man. Let's get real. Let's go to the caller and ask him how he feel about that. Hey, caller, how you doing, boo-boo?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
How you feel about that situation, boo-boo?
With Bush and his family? Well, I'm not sorry one bit that he's gone, but I am going to miss all the jokes about him, including one from Late Night with David Letterman with his great moments in presidential speeches.
What about when he got the shoe thrown at him?
Yeah, I'm going to miss.
That was funny.
Well, I'll never forget that one. Nor the fact that the History Channel, one of their shows concerning the Star Wars legacy with him, think comparing him as a Sith Lord. Yes, because he said, you're either with us or you are with the terrorists. And then the newspaper headline shows up, is Bush a Sith Lord.
Yeah.
So I'm saying good riddance to the lame duck.
That's what we're talking about. I love him so much.
I agree, though, with all of that. I will miss the jokes. And as far as, you know, Bush's family being racist and some people saying that his daddy was, what was it, the Grand Master for the KKK?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Ask the public. I don't know. Viewers, what do you think?
I don't know. Now, if we go back in history now, their great-great-grandfather, actually funded the Nazis, sweetie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's your family, baby? Hey.
And the Grand Master for the KKK. That's what they're saying about Bush's daddy.
I can't put a stamp on that. Hey, don't quote us on that now. Don't quote the Street Queens on that now. But I know definitely that his great-great-grandfather had a bank in New York that actually funded the Nazis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. That's the truth. Real talk. And
imagine with, like, Hurricane Katrina, remember? How it took them forever to get help. Like, if Obama was in, you know, George Bush's position at that time, would have been different outcome, you know?
Exactly. Well, think about it. When he was running, and I hate to cut you off, but remember when he was running for his second nomination, Bush, and he actually said that he didn't need the black man's vote to win anyway, that our vote didn't count.
He said that?
Yeah, he said that. That's why he didn't go and when they asked him to speak at the NAACP.
Wow.
And he got away with it. He still got in office that second term. But that's what he said.
Wow, man, what's going on, man? What is going on?
Wow. Like I said, he's a lame duck.
Yeah, man.
Good riddance. Get out
of here.
So, ladies, man, you know what I'm saying? Hold on the line for me. We're going to go to a quick commercial, man. You know what I'm saying? And real talk, like I said, people, man, come out here. You can call in anonymously, man. And we're talking about Obama, man. Bush is out of office. What's next? Call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to all of our supporters and sponsors, man. Check out www.ruly.com. Check out strictlybunt1.com, man. And basically, man, check out this commercial, man. Yeah, let's go.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah,
Yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I always do with my panel, Street Queens, the movement. And we're doing our thing, man. And we're talking about Obama, man. Calling at 347-826-7722, man. And we was getting down to the nitty gritty about your man, Bush, getting out of office. You already know, man. We're going to open back up the lines, man. And we got some new people in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? We got your girl Javita in the building, and we got your girl, Felicia Sabree. Oh, they so beautiful. And then we got my lovely player right there, you know, hanging on the line. I love him when he gives his comments, man. That's what it is, man. We're talking about Obama. I'm gonna go ahead and open up these lines real quick, man. How did you guys feel about, you know, callers that's calling in about, you know, Bush and the family, you know, leaving office and just them themselves? 336, you're live in the building with the Street Queens.
Hey, girl.
336, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what you doing?
Talking to you.
Hey, and this is Vicky? Hey, Vicky, how you doing, boo-boo? Peace, queen.
Yeah, peace to you. I'm so glad Bush is out there. You're not kidding. He tried to. Obama has got a lot to take care of. He went into a mess that was created 8 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's going to take him a while. He can't do it overnight, but he will get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I've already. I voted for him. I'm a white girl. I hate it. I'm a white girl, but I'm a black girl, okay?
Come on, girl. I only hang
with white girls, so everybody says I'm black, so I'm black. I have a multiracial family.
Where are you from?
Okay. North Carolina.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
And I support, I'm trying to support Phil Blunt. He's a rapper. Man, he's good, too. And I'm on your site, by the way. I just got there, but I'm glad to be there.
Okay, and, that's what's up.
And DJ Ill Will on his site, he hooked me up, and the consulting guy hooked me up with you, your site.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy. I got some great friends, and none of them white, by the way.
Well, thank you for calling in.
I ain't got no white friends. But you know what? That's all cool because my daughter is black, and my man is black. Well, I know y'all girls hate that.
You don't have
that,
a thing against white people, do you? Or are you just...
No, I'm totally against Bush, though.
Yeah.
If he was black, green, or whatever, the way he done things, I would have been totally against it. We're fighting a poor country that didn't even do nothing to us.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And this I'll start to say a word, but I better not. Okay. This bullshit about...
You can't say that, Vicky, on the show. I'm sorry,
baby.
Sweetie.
This bull junk. That 911, the line is a cover up. I believe our own country did it.
I do too.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody agrees with me. Who are you?
That's Garvita, our panelist.
I agree with you 110%. I believe Bush did it for the oil.
I'm telling you right now because people that were on the scene when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I've got videos. I've got all kinds of things where people was right there when it happened. Didn't know a plane hit the whatever that building is.
The Twin Towers.
Thank you. Well, yeah, a plane did hit the Twin Towers. I'm talking about the other building, Pentagon.
Yeah.
That's they proved that a plane didn't hit that. That's an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
They proved that.
Wait, there was never no plane that hit it?
No.
Mm-mm. They want the money. That's what.
Honey, I'm telling you what. And we're trying to fight a terrorist. They need to get real. He's probably right here around us right now.
Oh, it's in America. it's America. There's all kind of races up in America. You don't know who's down with who from what country living in America.
Oh, but
everybody's
not,
living out here.
But I'm not racist whatsoever. I don't care, whatever, you know. And I brought my daughter up. I know it's Black History Month. Amen. And
amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, ladies, something, and whoever's listening. It's a little thing I learned. Martin Luther King walked. Let's see. Rosa Parks said, "So Martin Luther King could walk. Martin Luther King walked so Obama could run."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, see, I love that. You know what? And I'm all down with Black History Month because I don't know. Well, I'm part Indian, so I don't know what I am. Shit.
Oh, you are Indian. We got more in common.
I got Indian. I got Indian in me too.
Anyway, my dad, when he gets to drinking, he gets to saying, "Why?"
Oh,
got. Oh yeah, I'm telling you. When he gets to drinking, he says, "Well, I'm Indian," and I got Indian cousins that are darker than my daughter, which is she's black.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says they ain't related to you. I'm like, yes, they are. And he says, "Well, the white man come took our land." I said, "You can't blame me. I can't help. My mama's Irish. No, I'm your daughter." You know what I'm saying? But so the white guy, you know, I'm not against the white man. There's only a small. Well, if you hear so much about it, the racist. I hate that. I hate that so much. But I know it's still here because I live in the real world, you know. I've
mm-hmm.
got a black daughter that is 16 and don't take no mess off nobody. I put her through Taekwondo when she was a young girl, and she can take care of herself real well. And loves her mom to death and will take up for her white mama or Indian mama or whatever I am. We're a multiracial family. We don't care. And it, don't ever say nothing about her dad. She'll be ready to kill you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's how, you know, blood is thick. And I love my daughter to death, and I love this. She could be a model, let me tell you, honey. But anyway, I just wanted to talk to you and tell you how I feel about Obama. I'm sorry
uh-huh.
I got off cue off over here.
Oh, you're good.
I'm sorry, I'm having technical difficulties all over here, y'all. So
I'm sorry,
bear with
me.
Thank you for calling
you.
In.
So
thank you so much
for your opinion and your
story.
Just cut me off. Just cut me off. But I
voted
for Obama, and
uh-huh.
I think he's a very smart, and he should be in office. He's the right guy in office.
Thank you
so
much, Vicki.
Thank
we love you so much, Boo. We love you so much, Vicki. We love you, Vicki.
And my other girl that's with me on the 911 thing.
Yeah,
girl,
that's y'all right
there.
Nice to
meet us. Yeah, we exactly
nice
like.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm gonna be quite nice now.
All right.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, Javita. We can go on to the next thing because you know I'm having. Technical difficulties on my side over here, so go ahead and go on to the next question, boo-boo.
All right. The next one we want to talk about is inauguration. You know, President Barack Obama getting sworn into office. What do you think about President Obama's speech, and what part of the speech did you like most? I guess I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Well, who wants to go? I'll let somebody go first.
Go ahead, Felicia.
What does he say at the end of every speech? He says, he was like, "God bless you, and God bless the United States of America."
Exactly.
I love it.
That's
my favorite part.
Okay. Well, for me... my favorite part was when Obama said that we would be moving towards natural energy, and the look on Bush's face when he said it was priceless.
I didn't see the look on Bush's face.
Oh, trust me. If you don't have the footage, you should definitely download it and look it up and look at it again. But Bush's face looked strained when he said we would be moving towards natural energy, and I was like, yes. But that was my favorite part. And, of course, when he touched on the road that we would be going down, and for us to come together, not as races and people in general, but to come together as a country and as a nation, and to truly gel as one and stop looking at our neighbor based on the color of their skin and their occupation and how much money they make, but to treat each other fairly and honestly, regardless of who they are and where they come from. And that, to me, was the most meaningful part of the speech, and the fact that he didn't harp on race and, oh, how we've come in the past 46 years, that he mentioned it, he paid homage to it, but at the same time, he didn't let it consume his entire inaugural address. And I really, really love it. It was absolutely brilliant, and I commend him for that. You know, as far as him getting sworn into office and that mix-up while he was on the stand, now that was funny to me. Because, and even when they tried to re-swear him in, y'all, do y'all realize that they wanted to say that the second time didn't count either because he didn't get sworn in the second time on the Bible, that he said the words right when they redid it, but they didn't do it on the Bible. So they wanted to, some Republicans wanted to try and get everything that he's done prior to that revoked. And you can't
serious?
You can't do that.
Well, that's a whole bunch of brouhaha.
Yeah, for real.
You can't do it.
That's off the team.
Yeah. I mean, I was outdone by that because I'm like, first of all, it was my understanding that after 12 o'clock noon on January 20th, he was the president regardless. And I said, okay, if he don't swear in just right, you can say anything that he did from that day and what he did after he got in up until he did it right, that it don't count? Where is that in the Constitution?
I ain't seen nowhere.
I ain't seen nowhere. If that's a new amendment,
no.
Somebody tell me something.
No.
Really, come on, man. It's just a whole bunch of brouhaha. You know, they always trying to throw some salt in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of people are salty. You know, come on, people. I know you're, some of y'all are salty out there because your man is in office. But pick your face up and keep it moving. Point blank, you can't change the situation. Your man's in office with a beautiful wife
the
and beautiful children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all of their hair is real, okay? It's all real. Leave it all.
Yeah, give
okay?
him the right to earn your vote.
You know what I'm saying? They, it's all natural. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. Wow, you don't want.
And there's nothing wrong with weave, because I wear weave sometimes myself.
The whole Hollywood has fake hair. Are you kidding me?
You know what I'm saying? So, but they all natural, though. They did. They proved to us what we can achieve, like the Huxtables wanted to show us. But they're showing it real deal, whole and feel. Okay? Through adversity, we can make it, and yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
You know? And that's all that it is, man. Come on, man. It ain't no game, man. Obama, give him some time to adjust, man, before y'all start all the naysayers.
Right.
You know, why are you so worried about what he doing? What are you doing?
Exactly.
Can I throw something there real quick? This off subject, but let me tell you, it's tax time coming in now, okay, player. And all y'all people talking about we in a recession. Oh, I can't feed my kids. Oh, I can't do this. Okay, you got $3,000 in your pocket or more from your paycheck now. You done claimed somebody else's kid, okay? And you got all this money in your pocket, player. And I'm gonna tell you now. After you gonna be saying so. Then you come back to me and say, "Dog, I'm broke, dog. Dog, you just had $3,000 in your pocket, player.
Right?
Well, you know John and his mother. You know what I'm saying? You know we went out. I went and popped bottles with my own boys and them. You know what I'm saying? And you know I had to go to the Prada store. You know I had to fresh to death. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I had to pop champagne. Okay, player. Now, how you going to eat now? How you going? Well, we going to eat. I might have to go to the pawn shop again. You know what I'm saying? You know how they do.
Oh.
Real talk, man. We in a recession. Make your money make money for yourself. Reinvest in your business. Reinvest in yourself that's going to make money. Come on, man. Let's
Girl.
Real. This is 09. This is 09, baby. Or save it.
and keep building up your regular paychecks. You need to thank God you got a job and that little bit of money. Stretch it out. It ain't time to party, player. You ain't dying tomorrow, player. Make money, player. Make that money make money for you, player. Speak on it, player. Go ahead. Go ahead, Javi. Go ahead, man. Y'all go ahead. I'm sorry. They make me angry sometimes. They make me angry sometimes, dog.
But you're telling the truth.
You are absolutely telling the truth. People do need to make their money count, especially with the economy being what it is. Well, you know, we'll get more into the economy later. If everybody is done talking about the inauguration itself, I don't know, we'll move on to the inaugural ball. You know, how do you feel about President Obama and his family's outfit choices? And did President Obama and his wife look like they were going to a wedding at the inaugural ball?
Yes,
I loved it. I loved it. It was so beautiful. I don't care what anybody says. That was beautiful. I cried.
Did anybody
too.
Else cry?
I cried.
I did.
I felt like she was a princess and he was the prince. Like, just
you
in
know,
the
it
spotlight
was great.
With that beautiful dress. Yeah.
Yes, it was so awesome. That was awesome.
Wow.
You know, ain't no other president that ever been through that. And I tell you what, he deserved it because she's smart. He's smart. Let me tell you something. There were so many people there outside of there trying to get to look at it. You know.
Mhm.
And white, black, green, yellow, whatever you are, we all love him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great man, and I still have a tape of that of the dance for Beyonce song.
Oh yeah, that was beautiful too.
Oh God, I cried with that too.
I watched Bush's inauguration, and I compared the two. Oh, my goodness, what a difference.
I
mean, you guys can look that up on YouTube. Just type in Bush inauguration. It's such a difference. Like, Obama looked like he was so humble and so relaxed, and he said, babe, we did it. We accomplished the goal. Now it's time to work. But he was just having a good time. Like, it was his wedding reception. He was doing the two-step in awe. I was like, that is a real black man up there just dancing and having a good time because there's music. He's not thinking about nothing else but the music and dancing with his wife.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's up, man. And I'm going to bring my man being patient on the phone, man. What's up, boo-boo? I know you're still there with us, boo-boo. How you felt about that ball, boo-boo?
It was a good ball. Well prepared. And I said they did a very good job on it, and including dressing sharp at the ball.
That's what's up.
Entertaining.
Yes.
Entertainers. Yeah. Well, everybody wanted to get up in that piece. All the entertainers were fighting for that A ticket.
you know, one thing that it was ironic to me, I never seen so many entertainers and stars being so pressed like groupies. Just to get it in. I've never seen that before in my life.
Me either.
He was the A-list person. He was the star. He was the star.
He has
totally reached rock star status. But now my opinion on the dress, hey, maybe I might throw a little salt in the game. Now, myself, okay, they could have picked a better choice of dress on her. I just, me myself, can't understand why they keep putting her in this stuff. I don't know. Maybe she's just helping people out to let them get fame. But what are they doing? I'm sorry, some people might be mad at me, but I like the green dress that she wore, but I think she was cold outside during the inauguration. I think she was cold. She could have had a jacket on. But I like the green, but I did not like that dress.
Did she have it on the ball?
Nope, I did not like it. I don't know what was dangling on her, what the
little things were.
But I just want to say something, too.
That she can put her hair in a bun and would look so beautiful.
Yeah, I wanted to say something, too. that I agree with both of y'all. She should have did something extra special with her hair. As far as the dress, I didn't like it either. I agree with Lush. It was not flattering for her figure to me. Not like they could have. Yes, it was the best dress out of any, to me, that out of the presidents that they compared her to, the first ladies they compared her to in the past. But at the same time, that dress, it didn't do enough for her. Yes, they looked like they were going to their wedding. It was reminiscent for that. Do I think they consummated the president's inauguration? Yes. As far as Obama and Michelle, they definitely are the Hollywood couple. They had 9 balls. Most presidents only get like 1 or 2, but this man had 9.
Oh, they had 10. He had 10 balls in one night.
Why did he have so many damn balls?
Everybody wanted to throw him a party and show this man homage. That's what it was. Was he an incredible inspiration, and he inspired so many people that it wasn't possible to fit them all in one place. So they created different events.
I just want to know how much money these people got off of throwing these parties. That's all I want to know. Somebody's pockets was fat.
At some of the balls, the tickets were about, what was it, $500, and some were $5,000 a ticket. But the thing is I want to know what happens with the money that they raise. Does it go to charity?
Obama get paid to go?
Or what? Does it go to charity? What? Is it like she said, is it an endowment for our new president? You know, like when a woman gets married, when the president marries the country, does he get money from us as a gift of goodwill?
You never know. Obama could have been getting some checks off showing up to all those 10 balls. Because really and truly, who wants to go to 10 balls, like, unless they get money, like. But
no, they were all important. They were all important balls that they were throwing. And usually they have them, like I said, all in one place. But the problem was that it was so many people, it wasn't possible to fit it all in one place. And that's what was so brilliant about watching his inauguration. Like they said, it was like it was bigger than the Super Bowl. That's why they call even the election Ballot Bowl 08. It was that huge. It was that phenomenal. And that is why they had to split it up. So he did, I have to commit, he did show up, but now how he was able to get up the next day after
4 o'clock in the morning. He got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Come on, tell me that's not gangster.
I don't think he went
to
sleep.
He'd be praying. Isn't he Muslim?
I don't know about all that. But his name.
He does have a Muslim middle name. He does have a his middle name. Hassan. Hussein is actually a Muslim name though.
Hussein Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's Barack Hussein Obama.
I want to bring in our other queen in here, Queen Toy. What up, Queen?
Oh my God! Hey, ladies, what's going on, Miss Toy? On the check-in, you ladies got it real spicy in here.
What's up, girl?
Ladies, I was definitely tied up, but I got here as soon as I could. This topic is incredible.
Get me excited
like it just happened yesterday.
We talking about the ball, man. How you felt about, you know, 10 balls in one night, and how did you feel about your girl's dress at that time? Because she had done something with her hair, or did you like it the way it was?
You know, I could be a little critical because I'm in the fashion. I mean, Michelle Obama, she's very gracious. She's beautiful. But she honestly, I think that dress was a little bit too formal. Like, it looked like perhaps she's in a wedding party, or maybe, you know, I don't know. But she looked beautiful. I'm not one to critique someone because clothes don't make the person, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But that dress, she could have did it like a nice gown and just something simple because she had so much going on. She probably at the end of the day was like, listen, I don't care what y'all put on me. Let's just get it done.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But 10 balls in one day, they're troopers.
10 balls. Wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, though.
No.
Who does that?
I mean, that's that's partying. That's how you know we got some real folks in the White House, because they was partying hard.
Mhm.
Partying like, but you know what? Not to get off the subject real quick. I just want to make a quick remark in regards to you know before the whole inauguration. How do y'all feel about like all these people talking about, yo, you know, we need to paint the White House black. You know, they're going to be doing that electric slide. They're going to be eating all skin and all that. She never talked about that. Because that was crazy.
He had on the wall of the White House from Friday.
That's ignorant, man. That's some ignorant talk. But, I mean, you know that the caterers are not going to be making, like, stuffed eggplant. They're definitely going to have some fried chicken going on, some potato salad. Come on, man. You know the whole menu is going to change just a little bit.
Yeah.
They were making jokes, too, about the hairstylist that she got to get out because she don't understand African-American hair. So, you know, there are definitely going to be some changes in the White House, and that was really funny. But did you all, too, I wanted to mention about the kids. You know, I like the kids' outfits, but I think she could have done a little better with what they had on, too. And them trying to sell, you know, the knockoff versions the next day of what everybody had on. But
that was bootleg right there. That was bootleg.
Also, I want to tell y'all, too, something else about the inaugural ball that I don't know if you all know about and have read about, but I know if you can go to dailyfeel.com, you can definitely look it up. It's about Beyonce and Etta James, that bout.
Ooh,
For those who don't know, Etta James is not dead. The 71-year-old singer is still alive and well, and she is very angry about Cadillac Records. And because remember they predicted her as being dead, and that she isn't. And not only that, Beyonce has been out singing her song, promoting her song, and hadn't been giving Miss Etta her props and her royalties for the song.
Etta doesn't even have the rights to the song.
Actually, they're saying that she does, because what was going on in Cadillac Records is the guy who owned it, the white guy, he gave the song to some white lady to sing first prior to Etta, and even though it was Etta's music. So technically, and actually they went to court about that.
So
technically she should be paying Etta her due respect, and she hasn't done that. And Etta is, of course, making statements that she's going to kick Beyonce's butt if she don't stop singing her song and show her some respect.
She did say that.
Yeah, she did.
What?
And you can read about it.
She's getting down and dirty. Like, I don't care if you Beyonce or not.
Yeah, she wants her royalties and her money. And not only that, how can you write a movie about somebody and they're not dead and they're probably the only living person from that time still alive that was in that movie, and you don't bother to clarify the facts from them?
Can we get an interview with Etta James, man? Bring her on Street Queens, dog.
Yeah, we need to bring her on Street Queens, right?
Because I want to know these things, because they said Beyonce was cleared to sing the song.
That's crazy.
She was not. Etta said she was not. She didn't give the okay for her to sing it, for her to use her music, any of that. And they didn't ask for her permission, even when they were playing her character. They didn't clarify with her and let her see what they were writing about her in her life.
Probably her stinking father. I'm sorry, Beyonce. It was probably Matthew Knowles made calls and, you know, done told Beyonce everything's cool. You're scheduled to perform, and Beyonce's just going to do her job. You know what I mean?
I'm shocked.
But she said she contacted Beyonce, though. She said she contacted her a week before the inauguration.
Oh, no.
So she can't say that.
Wait, did you guys hear that?
You know what this is going to do for her career, right?
What?
People are just want to take a break from her, like, because she's just been in the game for so long. They want to see someone else in the spotlight. It's just like, okay, there goes Beyonce again. But at the end of the day, the girl can blow. I'm sorry.
But
Obama really wasn't feeling Beyonce either?
What? For real?
Yeah,
they said that Michelle Obama's not really feeling her, and that she kind of gave her the cold shoulder, but she was a little standoffish. Because Beyonce, the very first time that she met Barack Obama, she was like couldn't get herself together, and she was just being like googly eyed at the president.
Whoa!
And Michelle was just kind of looking at her like,
mm-hmm. Like, that's my man.
Hey guys, sweetheart, don't play with me.
Wow, let's bring the callers in. First of all, I'm gonna just say I'm shocked. Two, Etta, wherever you at, girl, we want to get an exclusive interview with you, boo boo.
Yes, we do. And we need to
air it out.
And all I'm saying, if they get into a fight, man, get it caught on tape and let me see it on YouTube. Anyway,
2009 is the year everyone gets exposed.
Yeah, but Etta did her right,
Officer Richard.
And I'm just saying, I'm shocked. I mean, let's bring in a caller and let's see what they think, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring in Boo. Boo Boo. You know he got
Boo-boo.
A name, but I keep calling him Boo Boo. Boo Boo. Tell us your name again, Boo. I'm sorry.
Joseph. Joseph,
I knew that.
Joseph. Okay. Joseph, how you feel about that situation, Joseph?
With Beyonce and...
singing the Edda song everywhere.
Edda song.
Well, I don't know what this...
He's like, I don't
really
care.
She really shouldn't be upset about Beyonce doing her song. But, hey, I may get a point not to get involved into that kind of fight because I don't want it coming back and hitting me in the face.
Okay, so you got to plead the fifth on that one.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
You have to go come for you, know something.
For real. Well, we love you, Joseph, man. Hold on the line, man. We're going to bring Vicky in the line because you know it's always fun to have Vicky on the line. Vic, what's up,
yes,
girl?
Yes.
How you feeling about that, Vic?
I don't think she should do it. She's wrong. Because she knew. She knew and she did it anyway. I think she's totally wrong.
Totally wrong, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's wrong, man.
Dead wrong.
And I like Beyonce. She's all right with me, but Hillary should be doing some dirty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even with my girl, what's her name? She was American Idol.
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Mm.
Them two don't get along at all.
Yeah.
They don't?
No.
For real?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. I'm just hearing that. Y'all telling me some new info, dog.
No,
yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning today.
Whatsoever.
Toy is learning.
Yeah, they don't like each other, point blank.
But I'm telling you what, Beyonce, she, you know, really, she should have been the American Idol in my book. I was floored when she got voted off. I was mad and I didn't watch it anymore. But that's okay. But she has come a long way with a lot of help, thank God. And Beyonce tried to diss her in that movie.
Uh-huh.
But now she's coming out. Well, I hate she lost her family, you know. I know y'all know about that. I just cried about that, too. Because I just loved her from get-go, from American Idol, you know. But Beyonce, I used to really love her music. I still like her music, but... I still don't like the way she does people. Miss, I'm better than you. Come on now.
And
yeah,
that's true, Vicky, man.
And
stay on the line with us, boo boo. All right.
I'm listening.
Stay on the line with us. That's what's up. We love Vicky, man. We love some Vicky, man, for real.
Vicky.
Yeah.
Where's Vicky from?
Vicky from North Carolina,
North
man.
North Carolina. Vicky got it going on down there.
For real, man. 646, man. You live with the Queens, man. What's up, 646? 646?
646.
Where are you? 646. Maybe you just listening. Come on, 646, man. We love you, man. Okay, I'm telling y'all, we got new. Hello?
Make the loud listen.
Hello? You there? You there, 646? It sounds like I heard something. 646? 646. Okay, now. Yeah, breaking news, y'all. Edda James is not dead. Okay? Not dead. Okay? Beyonce made a movie talking about this woman was dead. She's not dead. Okay?
Beyonce didn't write that movie.
Oh, my God. She didn't write the movie, but she played a part of a woman, and Edda James contacting her, and she's not giving her props now. Come on now. What's going on?
But how come I seen Edda James and Beyonce at some red carpet affair?
Me too.
You know? You seen that?
Yeah, I
didn't know. But how
can you story?
Contradicting this? What they're contradicting themselves. If she's supposedly supposed to be dead, how was she on the red carpet? Okay, man, let's bring in the caller. This is crazy. 609, man. You're live in the building, man. What's up? I know this is my queen, CG, man. What's up, boo-boo?
Hey, ladies. Hey, y'all.
What's up?
What did I come in on? Why do I hear Beyonce bashing when I walk in?
Girl.
I don't know, man. 2019,
girl.
Everybody getting exposed.
Girl.
The record, I didn't start it.
Girl, we got breaking news, okay? Etta James is not dead, okay? Not dead at all.
I know. Etta James, I read her comments on what she said to Beyonce. But still in all, ain't going to be no Beyonce bashing on this show. She's a queen. She's a queen. If I'm
going to just...
Let me, we like Beyonce. We love Beyonce.
Yeah.
We just want to say because CG is a Beyonce lover. Okay.
And he hears
Beyonce advocate.
Beyonce, she's the best. And, I mean, I read Etta James' comments, and quite frankly, it just kind of seemed juvenile to me. I didn't understand it. I think she was upset about Beyonce singing a song at the inauguration. She also made comments towards Obama. You know, that
yeah,
y'all president is not mine, the one with the big ears.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
she did.
It all stemmed from Beyonce being the one to sing the song at the inauguration. That's where all the anger came from. And she said that
she used to get her
ass worked.
Yeah, but too, she wants to get her props in terms of her royalties and stuff.
Well, yeah, definitely. She definitely needs to get her props, but
and she's not getting it, and that's what she's upset about. And in addition to that, the fact that they said that in the movie Cadillac Records, they said she was dead and she's not.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I understand that, but at the inauguration, you know, when Beyonce's doing a rendition of her song, you know, it's not the purpose there. Like, Etta James did not write the song. So, therefore, she doesn't have claims to who sings it. Now, she does deserve her props. She definitely does deserve her credit. She is, you know, a warrior, and she has done a lot in the music industry. But I don't understand why the inauguration was such a focus point for her to be angry about. And if you are going to be angry, why be angry at the person who performed the song? Why not be angry at the people who, you know, organized
the movie?
Yeah.
But why did they say she was dead? That's what I want to know.
I didn't see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the movie.
Yeah, see, in the
I
movie.
I saw it.
I don't think people saw the movie.
Did a horrible job, if you ask me.
I don't think a lot of people saw the movie.
I watched it on the internet.
I didn't see it. I didn't even want to go see it.
It was sad.
even when Aretha made her, even when Aretha attacked Beyonce, you know,
yeah.
That to me made no sense. When Beyonce called Tina Turner the queen, and then next thing you know, you got Aretha Franklin coming at you. Why would you call Tina Turner the queen? You know, it's just like, what can't she? She can't do nothing right.
Wow, man, Beyonce, I'm sorry, boo. We playing for you, Beyonce, man. I don't know what's going on. If you like it, then you better put a ring on it. If you like it,
then you better put a ring on it. All single ladies.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, on that note, we ain't going, you know, surround ourselves with that hobie. You know, it is what it is. The situation happened. It's over and done with. We know Etta James is alive, you know. So whatever it is, man, the people who did the production, they deal with that, man. But moving on, man, how do y'all feel about the minorities in the country at the election and the inauguration for President Barack Hussein Obama? Do you think we're on the road to overcome racism in America, or will we ever truly heal as a country? Speak on it, CG, because you just jumped in the game, baby.
I think that with Barack being elected into office, I think it definitely showed us all something that we've never seen before. I've seen a sea of different colors, you know, everything. Everybody just sitting around, and it seemed like we were rejoicing and celebrating together. And for once, and in my whole lifespan, and I'm not that old, but in my whole lifetime, I have never seen anything like that in my life. Now, what we do afterwards, I mean, I don't know. It's all up to us individually. I can say, some of us are starting to act up already. You know, that's the hardest job in the country. Sometimes I complain about the work I got to do at my job, and I can't imagine having everything that he has on his plate on my shoulders. So we got to understand that it is going to take time for him to do his decisions, and nothing's going to happen overnight. And, you know, what we got in, we shouldn't have got in just because everybody else was in it. We should have did our research. We should understand everything that comes along with it. I know that every decision that he has to make and every bill that he has to pass is not going to happen overnight. And I think if everybody has that same mentality, we should be good.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, man. Ms. Toy, go ahead and hit it for him, man, one time. Do you think we're on our way to healing, or do you think that America is going to basically, you know, stop all the racist, you know what I'm saying, all the racist comments and just racism in itself? Speak on it, Toy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I personally think that it's going to take, you know, for each individual internally to look inside of themselves and kind of broaden their perspective about, you know, what change really means. You know, in your community, in your family, in your life, you know, how you spend your money, how you live your life, how you view other people without prejudice. Because it's taken a lot for, you know, a lot of maybe Caucasian people to understand that there is a person of color in the office, and it's really not about the color of his skin. It's about how he can help prepare our country and our economy and, you know, what he can do to follow up on what he said he was going to do, and that's important. That our country doesn't heal, because after 8 years of, you know, just being deceived and, you know, misled by who's supposed to be our leader, I mean, come on, we don't really have faith in our government, but the faith has to be restored, and we have to, you know, work as a country just to really make changes.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Felicia.
Okay. As far as racism, you know, in America and just, you know, in the world, I honestly, personally, what I feel in my heart, I don't think that things are going to change or get any better. I think that things are getting worse, actually. I mean, I'm always on the internet, I'm always on the news, and not just news in my area, all across the world, and y'all know it's crazy out there. And just the fact that Obama is the president right now, people are really out their minds. Racist mm-hmm. people are out their minds right now. So it's getting, before it was like Bush was president, we had a white president, you know, they weren't really acting senseless, but now that Obama's the president, everybody is just, you know, acting senseless right now, and it's just, it's crazy, and all I can do is just say that, you know, I'm just going to pray that, you know, everything, you know, will manifest how we all want it to, and America becomes a more positive place. But I just think that things are getting worse. I mean, global warming, all that stuff, just everything. And, you know, like me, I always like to go back to the Bible all the time. I don't want to turn this into a religious show, but, you know, they did say
that for Lush Radio Gospel on Sunday.
We will talk about that on Sunday. Revelation, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention, and all I can say is be good and do good in your own soul, you know what I'm saying, so that you, you know, will experience a better life than what is here on earth. You know?
That's what it is. Go ahead, Javi, to give it to him now.
Agree with Felicia's debris, as well as Toy and CG, as they have all previously stated. You know, when you talk mm-hmm. about this economy and racism, I do believe that it is getting worse, but it always gets it's always darkest before the dawn. And for us, I think that we are coming to the realization of self, and as racism, it's getting worse because they feel that need, they're losing that hold and that control that they're so used to having. Suddenly all those barriers that they have put up and blocks and roadblocks and stumbling blocks along the way for minorities in general has all started to collapse as we begin our process of unification. And I truly do believe that Obama will be successful in his presidency, even if he gets assassinated. I do hope, and God forbid that happens.
Whoa.
I do hope.
Hold up. Let's be free. He is not getting assassinated.
We know that, but I said even if he did, what I'm saying is I hope that people will still keep this momentum and this drive that he has. It's still in us, alive, and not let it die and stay dead until we wait for the next person, because Obama is not, you know, the Messiah. He is just a human being, and it's going to take each and every one of us
to
work
God.
Together, exactly, to make this country great. He cannot do it by himself, and that's why he has campaigned so hard to bring us all together. So when I say that, I'm saying that regardless of whatever happens in the future, Mm-hmm. We should still come together and stay together strong and stand together as Americans, not white Americans or Hispanic Americans or African Americans, but just Americans, because we have all earned that right, that title, to be here and to be recognized and acknowledged as one America and not a specific race that happens to live in America. And until we do that and begin to instill that knowledge into our kids and rethink the way we do home training in mm-hmm. terms of teaching our kids to love one another, that we should be like a box of crayons. If you notice, crayons can exist peacefully in the same box. And that's really what America is. We're different races and different people of different colors and creeds in the same country. And we have to definitely go and work on that in home training and in an effort to make sure that the next generation is truly better than before. And as far as the bitter people in this country, I do hope that through time they will heal, but there'll always be hatred mm-hmm. in the world. We can't stop hatred, but what we can do is try to overcome hatred. And that's what we're doing here with with Obama and his whole Yes We Can message. And our message as a country is we can do better. We can be better, and we will.
And that's the truth, man. Javita, man, just like, man, made you sit back and think real quick, man. I know y'all was thinking hard, man. Javita, go ahead, girl.
Okay, very well said, Javita.
That was
very
well said, dog. Real talk. That was really well said. You put that out there seriously, and yeah, I hope people take note to that. And I'm gonna bring in our callers, man. Our favorite callers, for real. I'm gonna bring in my man Joseph, man. Joe, what's up, man? How you feel about that, man? Do you feel our country is going to heal, man? How you feel about that, Joseph?
I hope we can all overcome the racism, because I hate for history to repeat itself.
And that's true, Joseph, you know, and we all don't want history to repeat itself, you know. And you know we love you so much, man. You know.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show. The main reason I turned into this show was because one of a female by the name of Queen J, number one, sent me an invitation to listen in.
Well, I appreciate you most definitely for calling in today. I definitely appreciate you for accepting my invitation.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Queen J.
Thank you so much. So you can stay on the line with us.
I'm about to sign off, ladies, so I just want to say peace to everybody and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. Love you. Love
you. All
right.
Y'all, please be signing out, please.
That's what's up, man. Stay on the line with us, Joe, man. Stay on the line with us.
I will.
I'm going to bring one of our other favorite callers. You know we love her, man. V, what's up, V?
Yeah?
Vicky, what's up, girl?
Oh, hello. You're starting me. I just got so into what she was saying. And me living in North Carolina, racism is still alive. I can tell you it is. I hate it. But it starts in the home. It really does. My daughter, like I said, we're a multiracial family, and she's black, and I'm Indian and Irish. I'm a Caucasian, I guess, whatever. I brought my daughter up to love people. Beauty comes from the inside. Now, I know we have a lot of beautiful women, but have you ever met a man that was so handsome or so he was just a hunk? When you got to know him, he was just ugly, just pure ugly.
Yes, Lord.
I know you have.
True.
Okay.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Okay. Yes. Then that's how it is. You don't judge a person by their color or the way they look. It's by their character. I'm a Martin mm-hmm. Luther King fan. Come on. Judging by their character, everybody, not by the way they look or, and I'm 49, so I come up. I'm not no little young chick, so I know what's up.
Hey, girl,
integrated school, supposedly, and me and my black girlfriends, we left them fight. And my dad is white. Well, no, he's not. He's Indian. But he went to the school and took up for all of them. And said, if you can't handle it, all of them can leave. And took up for the black girls and me.
Okay.
You know what?
That's
so all white people, it's a few. It's not all of us. All of us ain't like that. But you know what? That's why I don't even get along with them. I hate to... I don't want to say I don't like white people. My mama's white. Come on. I mean, I love everybody, but I love everybody for who they are.
That's
you know? And if I don't love them, I don't just dislike them because of their color, their race, or whatever. I just like them because we bump heads. We can't, I'm like Tyler Perry. Hey, if you're going to do all this, you've got to go on somewhere, you know?
Break it down, Vicky.
It's
Vicky, man, I just got to tell you, man, we love you on our Street Queens of Movement for real, because we always love your point of view on different situations, girl. And we love you, man. You are a sister from another mother, and you
well,
black
you.
Inside, boo. You black inside, boo.
Well, everybody tells me that, but that's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
And I love y'all. Y'all are so intelligent ladies, and I just love you all. And y'all just really make me think, you know, there's some really good. Of course, I've always known it, but, you know, I wish there was somebody else white on here, and they could just see what's going on, man. It's not all about that. It's not even, I try to tell people all the time, you know, like some white women, come on, let's be real. They'll go with a black man, okay? But then marry him? Oh, hell no. I can't do that. It's not right. Well, why'd you go with him to start with?
Exactly.
So can I ask you a quick question?
That my daughter, who is 16 now, when I was pregnant with her, and everybody knew she was going to be black, everybody said, oh, that child's just going to have a hell of a life, a terrible life. You know what? My daughter is a spoiled, rotten brat, and I will tell you right now, that is my baby. And you know what? She ain't had no hard time, because I think everybody her age is multiracial somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
anyway,
what it is.
Let me tell you, we're all multiracial. When America first come here, it's all different. That's what America is.
It's a melting pot.
People. It's different kinds of people.
And Vicky, so the question to ask you, the quick question to ask you, Vicky, how do you feel we should help make a solution for this?
Wow. We got to practice what we preach. For one, I do practice it, and I try to bring my daughter up right, you know, and there's no racism in my household, and all her friends are black, and they all call me mom. I mean, I don't really know the solution, because I can't make a person do anything they don't want to do, and I can tell them what's right and what's wrong, and I'm like your lady who I love God. Now I do love God
mm-hmm.
because I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm 49, and I'm hooking it up on the web, and I'm making money.
You go, girl.
And it's all because of God. And I believe that until people learn that God has no color, God made us all.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what race you are. God made you.
Mm-hmm.
So until you realize who is the king of this world, who is Jesus Christ, and I hate to, I don't want to preach here. I'm like your girl. But until you realize who the king of this world is, and he is the universe, you know, king of the universe, then...
Mm-hmm.
I think it's always going to be there, and I hate that.
And that's true, and I love you.
I don't have the solution, and you know.
And that's what's Vicky, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to come right back. And I love you, girl, man. Stay on the line. I love you. I love you, girl.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. Y'all want to get your stunning shades on? Want to get the hottest glasses worldwide exclusive? Holla at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunning shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stunning game on. Do you? Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush, and I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs, yeah, holla exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com, exclusive fashion, the number 4, real, or www.myspace.com/PotterJoh, PotterJoh, or call them at 860-777-6578, and baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know y'all like that. That's my little boo-boo Natalia. You already know. But anyway, man, you know, we live in the building, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're live on the line with the Street Queens doing their 1-2. We're talking about Obama, Obama, Obama. I just hope we can heal, you know what I'm saying, from all of this. You know, we open the lines back up. You know, we got Javita on the line. We got your girl CG on the line. We got your girl Miss Toy on the line.
Yeah,
and your girl Lushy Lush, Lush on the line. And we got Vicky and my man Joseph on the line, man. And I'm gonna bring in a new caller real quick. Caller, what it do, caller? How you doing? You're live on the line with the Street Queens 973.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hey, how's Donna, man. Peace, queen.
Peace, queen.
Girl, we love you, girl.
I love all of y'all, too.
That's what it is, man. Make sure y'all go check out Donna, www.myspace.com/DM Savvy. She got one of the hottest books out here, trying to make it a number one seller, man. Support her in the movement. Mm-hmm. So stay on the line with us, Donna, man. We got some hot topics, man. Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes, sir. Now, we're going to propose this to the people, man. Do you think we will have an increase in individuals giving back to the community now that the election is over? Since Donna just jumped in the game, man, go ahead, Donna. Tell us how you feel.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? My phone just – you can just repeat it one more time because my phone just clicked.
Okay. Okay. It's basically, man, do you think that – more people, because, you know, you're starting to see all these developments of all these organizations and everything ever since Obama, you know, before he actually started to go to his inauguration, he was helping out in the community. Do you think it's going to spring up a lot of people giving back to the community now? Everybody's starting to work together. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I hope I'm part of it because I'm trying to get them to establish that abuser hotline. And I mm-hmm. sent a letter, you know, out to both the vice president and to the president regarding it, and I really think that all of the communities, they're feeling like we have to do something because it seems like with the old camp that was in there, everybody just was on their own and nobody was together. But now it seems like people know that we have to get together and cause, you know, a big change in all of the communities, and it starts from the White House on down to your house.
and that's definitely the truth. That's definitely the truth. So, you know, go ahead, Queen Jalvita, man. Give us your spell on it. How you feel about that, boo-boo?
Well, as far as me thinking that more individuals will give back in this community, it is my hope that they will, although statistically we have not, especially youth and minorities. And that's what made this election so spectacular, because those two groups that you usually don't see campaigning at election headquarters, we did see out this time. And that's something, because I've definitely worked on past elections for years. But to see that, it is my hope, like I said previously, that we will have an increase in community involvement. As far as them developing more programs, I think that we should have that, although I've seen a lack of that and people slacking off lately, mm-hmm. where when you go to different town hall meetings and stuff, because people feel like we have Obama in office, they don't have to show up anymore. Oh, we did what we were supposed to do, and even when it was time for us to have, the recount and to do the election again, because we had too close of a tie here in Georgia, a lot of the people who came out the first time didn't come out again the second time to show President Obama the same support as they did previously, and that is a problem. As people, we need to realize that the struggle is not over. This fight for us to have equality in the school system, the same as what goes on in private schools, and in different aspects of the American economy, from housing to health care to the trillion-dollar debt. In order for us to be effective in solving any of these issues and the national crisis that we're having, even with energy and the ecosystem, we are going to have to work together and come out of our homes and not decide to go back in our cocoon, because things are far from over. They are just beginning. And for those who don't know, you know, we're already late. It's just like John Legend's song. You know, if you're out there, please get up now. Even if you're not involved in an organization, please join one. Volunteer at a school. You don't have to have kids to say you want to go out and volunteer some of your time to make a difference in the education system. They're more than happy to welcome volunteers and support in any of these events that they are sponsoring. And even if you can't be involved in those, try to do something. Donate money.
And since we're talking about donating, Street Queens, the movement, definitely has a project, different projects that we need your help in. If you don't physically want to be in there, donate to organizations like Street Queens, the movement, you know, cancer organizations, you know, homeless shelters. We have a homeless shelter right now that they need blankets for the women and children, twin size blankets, you know, brand new, you know what I'm saying, to try to help them out over there. And they need Lysol and Pine-Sol and towels. So, you know, if you can, you know, we need that stuff. Or if you can donate some money so we can help get that stuff to give it to them. You know, it's Shepherd's Cove. It's in the DMV, Maryland area. And it's the only predominant female and child shelter in the Maryland area. I mean, really. You know, we really need your help. You know? And, what Javita stated, you know, I agree with what she's saying. And, you know, and with Donna, I'm like, look, man, I mean, just because he got in office don't mean you need to stop being lazy. You should be striving to make history every single day. Mm-hmm. I'm giving every single day. Street Queens is giving every single day. We are constantly thinking about different ways to help our community and help our children. Our children are lost out here. And people are sitting around thinking that Obama is a savior. And not to take it, well, he's a wonderful and powerful man. But give him a rest, man. He just got in office. What are you doing for yourself? What are you doing to help your own children? Are you sitting down to help your children do their homework every single day? Are you sitting down to go out there and help that stranger out there that's homeless, give them a dollar or get them something to eat? Are you donating a jacket to a local cause? Are you giving them toothpaste or toothbrush? Are you helping somebody with that doesn't know how to do an application so they can get a job, help them do that? Are you hiring somebody so they can at least get some income? What are you doing? Ask yourself that before you judge. Ask yourself that. And on that note, I'm going to take it to CG. How you feel about that?
I feel like, I guess I know everybody's sick of hearing the term, the economy, you know, but right now it's really bad and it's hard out there, and a lot of people's extra money, you know, is going towards those back bills. A lot of people's extra time is going towards looking for either a better job or looking for another job after being laid off. So I think that we've got to get, you know, the community and the economy back together, and we've got to, you know, help him in that journey because, you know, he is trying with the bailout. I think also once that's done, people will be more willing to volunteer and give some of their time. Right now, those that would volunteer kind of feel like they need help or they need volunteers to help them out. You know, the roles are kind of shifting and reversing. But I think we need to hold our churches accountable. You know, our churches, you know, we should go in there and make sure that our churches are giving back. And, you know, the churches collect a lot of money. They should be out there helping without having to. I know I don't even want to give any names, but there's a bunch of churches in New Jersey that, you know, they say they give back and they give back, but you got to donate a certain amount of money for them to go out into the field. What about all this extra money that you've got from us? You know, and we got to make our community centers, you know, try to volunteer at our community centers so they're not closing. You know, there's a lot of libraries closing in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area. You know, volunteer your time to boycott. I mean, it doesn't always have to be financially. You know, but just volunteer your time to stand up for something, and then those are all different ways of giving back if you don't have the means to do it. You know, the Street Queens, we always talk about a bunch of different ideas, and we don't just talk about volunteering or donating money. It's mostly about time. And, I mean, that's one of the most valuable things that you can definitely give, especially to children out there. You do, you know, and to the people who are, I don't want to say less fortunate, you know, but who just don't have the means that we have in any way. So I think that, you know, individually we first have to start and do it, and then collectively we have to. And, you know, and push your neighbor to do it. If you're doing something, you know, speak to your neighbor. You know, they won't learn unless you bring it to them, honestly. And it's kind of like if you want a bunch of people, you want the community to be involved, then voice your opinion. You know, speak and be heard. If you're silent, no one can hear you. And I think those are all different ways that we can give back and help. I do think that it can change. How soon it will change, I'm not sure, but, I mean, I can just pray and keep doing my part.
That's what's up, man. CG broke it down, man, really. Seriously, you know what I'm saying? And this is a serious situation. There's nothing to sit here and laugh at. It's not funny. People are going through it every single day, and people are just sitting around being lazy. You know what I'm saying? We strive every single day to try to help people. Through our show and actively being outside and being in the field doing it every single day. You know, I'm going to bring in our callers. I'm going to go to Joseph. Joseph, how do you feel about people giving back in the community, Joseph?
It's a good plan. I think, of course, they should also try and give back to Mother Nature as well. For one thing, stop the aerial assault of wolves in Alaska planned by Sarah Palin. Reason why I'm saying this is because I am a member of Defenders of Wildlife. And one.
Oh. Are you saying that because she kills a lot of deer or something out there, or
no,
elk?
It's more than that. It's wolves as well. She's allowing the plan for people to go and shoot wolves from airplanes and helicopters.
Wow!
Which
wow.
is kind of shocking and sad. Because I never even seen a pack of wolves or a singular one except in captivity. I tried one time to go see some at Yellowstone, but the only thing I got close to seeing was a few deer, moose, two coyotes, and a grizzly bear from a far distance.
Wow, so basically they're just killing, she's just allowing people to kill off all the animals that we basically don't really have that are basically going to stink anyway.
No, wow. It's not that, it's because of fear and hatred, at least for wolves, as mostly.
And you're a wolf lover, right?
Yes.
That's what's up. And we love the wolves, too. Shout out to the wolves, man, for real. You know, we love the wolves out there. And please support the Foundation for Saving Animals. Stop those cats from over there for shooting the wolves, man. Shout out to the wolves and the packs. And we love you, Joseph, and we support you in preserving our wildlife, okay?
Thank you.
That's what's up. And we're going to bring in our girl, V, man. You know we love V, man. V, how do you feel about the people giving back in the community, V?
I think everybody should do it. If they don't have the money, give time.
Mm-hmm.
That's bottom line for me because I do it. But I'm getting older and I can't really give my time. I'm not old or anything, but...
You're just beautiful, girl. You wise. Go ahead, girl. You go, girl.
But let me tell you something about our kids. Our kids, we got kids having kids. I taught my daughter about the world, about everything. And I'm my daughter's best friend. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that it really, everything starts in the home, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was brought up in the country, you know what I'm saying, in North Carolina. Now, we don't have any woods anymore, so I can feel for your man over there because I'm a tiger lover. We're talking about people right now. I think that everybody should give something. If you don't have the money, give time. Give your time.
Mm-hmm.
And really teach your child. Take them with you. Let them learn how to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my daughter is spoiled rotten, she will give you the shirt off her back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she won't give it to me or her anybody in her family, but she'll give it to a stranger. And that's a good thing. And that's
mm-hmm.
a good thing. But, there's nothing wrong going to help with a soup kitchen or whatever. I think that's wonderful, and I think everybody should.
And that's the truth. And we love you,
and really,
Vicky,
if you don't have the time and you have the money, then give the money. So somebody else can do it.
Yep.
Got people that want to do it that don't have the money, the means to do it, you know?
Street Queens and Movement, always looking for donations, man. Like, you can email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, and we will have our gift forward information, but hopefully, tomorrow I'll post it up. You know what I'm saying? We always need help, even if you can give a dollar or a couple of cents.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody gave a dollar, when you have plenty of money, right?
Yeah, to go and help
everybody.
Out and feed the homeless. Yeah.
I mean, if everybody would just give a dollar.
Yeah.
But nobody, you know, somebody's got to pick up that slack, you know, that the people that don't want to come off that dollar.
And you know the crazy thing about it right now? A lot of people got them income taxes in. Not the income taxes in. And you know what the cycle is, man. Oh, man, I'm going to the product store. I'm going to go get this, that, and the third. But you can't even see a fellow man that's on the street and give him a dollar. And you're sitting on $3,000, and 3 weeks later, I'm broke. I can't eat.
That's true.
You know, and that's a shame. That's really
that's
a shame.
That's a shame.
But I see homeless people all the time, and I used to work, and a homeless person stayed out there. It's so really wild. And I would get him something to eat. This is when I worked in a public job. He turned his life around. I kept giving him something to eat or whatever. And he turned his life around, got saved, praise the Lord. And then he died. I don't know why he died, but then he died. But praise the Lord, he turned his life around, you know. He was a wino, but I still tried to help him. And I saw a guy trying to beat him up. You know me being a 5'5", 110-pound weight woman, going out there. Now, if you want to beat up somebody, come on over here. You know, don't pick up
somebody. Well, okay. Vicky, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're going to move on to the next thing, and then we're going to come back, boo.
I love
you so much, boo. Yes, sir. Man, I love Vicky, man, for real, man. President Obama's family. First Lady Michelle Obama. What are her plans and her accomplishments? The kids, the family, the White House, Sasha and Melina Dawes, man. They sure is bootlegging a lot out here, man. Sasha and Melina Dawes, but they say they don't resemble them, but they still selling it, though. And they got the same outfits they wore in Inaugural, but they not resembling them. That's the question. But we're going to take that to Ms. Javita, and then we're going to throw it to everybody. Let's get it.
Well, as far as the Sasha and Malia dolls, they're saying, right, like you said, that they don't resemble the girls. But two, Miss Michelle Obama doesn't want them to capitalize off of her children. Now, do I think it's a good idea for them to have the dolls? Absolutely. You know, minorities need a doll besides, we all need a doll besides Barbie that we can look up to and aspire to be. And, of course, it's cool that a lot of girls really want the Sasha and Malia dolls. But if you're going to make dolls for somebody, A, you should cut them in on the profits, and B, you should most definitely make sure that the dolls resemble the children and the person that they're meant to depict. And that's just a fact if you're going to go about doing it. But what I really want to get to is First Lady Michelle Obama and what are her plans and accomplishments in the past. Everybody knows that Michelle Obama is the First Lady, and Miss Michelle does have a book that was published and released on January 28, 2009, titled Go Tell Michelle. It's by Barbara Sales. And what it is it's a book that is a collection of letters of hope received by the First Lady from ordinary women around the country. And that basically they're telling her their hopes and their strengths and things that, you know, she could use in the White House. Basically, their praises and plans, and basically they're Michelle Obama's picks for what she liked that was the most inspiring from ordinary women. And again, the book is called Go Tell Michelle by Barbara Sales. So everybody should go out and get that book and read it. It's a good book. Also, for those who aren't familiar with Michelle and who she is and where she came from, first and foremost, we know she is Sasha Malia's mother, and that is her proudest accomplishment. But Miss Robinson lived in the south side of Chicago on the top floor of a brick bungalow. Frazier, who was a pump operator from Chicago Water Department, he was the hero to Michelle and her older brother Craig, even though he had multiple sclerosis. He hardly ever missed a day of work. Marilyn stayed home and raised Michelle and Craig, that's their mother, and skillfully managed a busy household filled with love, laughter, and important life lessons. Frazier and Madeline valued hard work, independence, and honesty. Today, their children point out that their parents are their greatest teachers, and I think that that is so sweet because when we're talking about parental guidance coming from the home, it's wonderful when both parents take that time to raise their children responsibly together as a couple. And Michelle attended Chicago Public School, then Princeton. She studied sociology and African-American studies, graduated at the top of her class
Wow.
in 1985. Graduated in the class in 1985 and earned admissions into Harvard Law School. When she returned to Chicago in 1988, She joined the law firm Sidney and Austin. Now, a lot of people wanted to know which one of them, whether it was the first lady or the vice president's wife that was a teacher. For those who don't know, Michelle Obama also worked in the city hall. She also worked, she also became the founding executive director for the Chicago chapter of Public Allies, the American Corps program that prepares young people for public service. Today, more than 350 young leaders have graduated from Public Allies Chicago. And so that's a major accomplishment in terms of her giving back. And actually working with them is where she met her husband, but she worked at the University of Chicago as Associate Dean of Student Services and developed the university's first community service program. Later, she became the vice president of the community and external affairs of the University of Chicago Medical Center. So before she became the first lady, she really has accomplished a lot and done a lot for her community. But while she's in office, I noticed she has definitely taken on getting the troops home from Iraq and, and basically finding housing for troops as one of her main missions that she is has definitely adopted for herself while she is the first lady.
Can I just say something real quick? I got to say, Michelle, you go, girl. You go, Michelle. You's a bad mamma jamma. Shut your mouth. Can I brush your shoulders off, boo-boo? Because you's a bad lady. I didn't like that dress, but you's a bad lady.
And she wanted to be herself.
hey, you are yourself, and you bad. You're a beautiful woman. You're intelligent. You're a wonderful mother, and you're a wonderful wife. And we love you on Street Queens, and you are a queen. But I swear to God, when I get some money, I'm going to buy you a dress, and I'm going to send it to you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pass that minute.
Amen. Donna, how you feel about that situation, man? How you feel about that, Donna?
Wow, I didn't know all of that. I didn't know all of that. That is excellent, because we have such a strong first lady in there, you know, and she's accomplished a lot. And I know that she's going to continue with her vision to help out the communities and to do what she's already, you know, established to do. That's amazing. And I'm serious. I really didn't know all of that until you just said that. So that's excellent.
That's
wow. We got a power couple in there.
That's what's up. CG, what you feel about that, CG, Michelle?
Well, I'm a myself fan. All the way. I really like what she's doing with the troops. I like her dedication. I like the role that she decided to play. You know, a lot of people in the beginning felt like she was going to take on more of a vice president role in the election, and she made it clear that, you know, her number one priority is being a mother, but she is going to assist in anything that she can assist in. And I mean, and right now she's focusing on the families of those who are away in war, and she's focusing on getting them home. I think she's going to play a very important role in the next 4 years and hopefully the next eight, you know. And I just think that Michelle is just one of the – I think she's beautiful. I love her dress. I love her style. And I just think that she's just going to be, you know, a name and a face that everybody will remember and will eventually end up saying thank you to the whole family. I really, truly believe in 4 years we will just be saying thank you to the whole family. And then the next 4 years, when we elect him back into office, we'll let him do his job and just let him run, let it run smoothly without being on his back about everything.
I just want to say the whole family is beautiful. The children are beautiful to the husband.
The dress is beautiful.
And, okay, because of CG, the dress is beautiful, okay? All right, hey. They forced me into it.
That's all right. I'll stand alone.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I forgot to tell you all. Did you all know that the campaign strategy, the financial part of his campaign strategy, was due to our powerful, strong, intelligent, and beautiful First Lady?
I knew it, man. A lot of people said that she is a marketing beast. You hear me?
Yes,
she is. They said that she is a marketing beast. Like, I'm going to tell you, a lot of his success is owed to Michelle. Real talk. She has been a powerhouse.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? She has, when they say behind every strong man is a strong woman, they are the definition of it right there.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no point about it. The point is that she is a strong woman. And I'm going to tell you, every little young African-American woman or any little young woman will want to strive to be successful and be a strong woman like her. And
mm-hmm.
she is a role model to a lot. And seriously, you know, my daughter, she's 5 years old, and she said, look, she said, Michelle, you know, I want to be like her one day. You know what I'm saying? And that means a lot. She want to be like Michelle and her family, you know. That is, at my time, when I was growing up, we would have had never fathomed that.
That's true.
Now, at my time, my mother always told me, girl, you could be whatever you want to be because, girl, you crazy. But you know what? You know, it is what it is, man. I'm proud of the Obama family. They've accomplished a lot. And we love you here on Street Queens, the movement.
Yes.
And we're bringing our callers, our favorite callers, man. I love these people, man. Joe, how do you feel about the situation, Joe? Joe Boogie. If I wasn't having manual problems over here. Joe, how you feel about it?
I consider her a superwoman. I think she'll help Obama and out with things at the White House and our society.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know I love you, right, Joseph? You know I love you, right? You my
yeah.
boo-boo. We love
thank
you.
Thank you.
Line with
I love you. I love you. I don't mind if you call me boo-boo or if any of your girls on the show call me boo-boo, too.
We love you, Joseph.
Thank you. Love you.
That's what's up. We gonna bring in our girl, V, man. Go ahead, V. How you feel about that, V?
You took the words right out of my mouth because I was going to say behind every strong man is a strong woman, and she is this awesome lady. I didn't know everything that my girl was telling, but she's an awesome lady over there, Miss Get the Facts. What's her name?
That's Miss Javita over there, boo.
Honey, she is so smart. I just love her to death. But, you know, I knew that she was very intelligent. I saw her on several talk shows. And I knew that she's just awesome. I mean, I saw her, you know, she's behind her husband all the way. And I believe she'll make a wonderful first lady. I really do.
And that's what it is, man. And due to the time, I know we got a lot of, you know, feedback on a lot of things, man. But, you know, due to the fact that we only had 2 minutes left on the line, you know what I'm saying? And we had a great show, and we will have an Obama part two. We will definitely have an Obama part two. And, you know, we got more topics for y'all. And we love all of our callers, especially Joseph and V, man. Oh, my God. They were the highlight. Come back all day, every day, because we love you guys, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna, you know you are a girl from another mother. You know you are.
Thank you. I love all of y'all, too.
That's what it is, man. Make sure y'all check out myspace.com/DMSavage, man. She got a hot book, Blood, Sweat, and Tears of a Domestic Violence Survivor, man. We're pushing it really, really hard. You know, we had a hot show. It was good, you know, and we're going to let our girl, you know, Miss Javita, wrap it up for us, you know, and, you know, we're going to go and close it out, you know.
Well, all right. Tonight we touched on so many wonderful topics. For instance, hold on 1 second. Give me a moment. For instance, for starters, we touched on the strategies that Obama took that secured his Democratic nomination. After that, we talked about former President Bush leaving the White House and our views about him and his presidency, as well as his wife and his family in general. We talked about the inauguration and the inaugural ball or balls that took place that night. We talked about how people feel about being a minority in this country after the election and the inauguration of President Barack Hussein Obama, and not just minorities, but Caucasians and all races in terms of how we all feel as a whole and whether or not we will truly heal as a country and come together as one. We also discussed the importance of us volunteering and giving back into the community and whether or not people will continue to volunteer or will we slack off again at a time when our country needs us most. We talked about President Obama's family and his lovely, wonderful wife, Michelle, and all of her wonderful accomplishments and what she plans to do while she is in office. In touching on all these things and all these points, it has helped us to begin to understand the tough role that President Obama has and our need to pull together and be a country again and to be better and stronger than we were before. We talked about the importance of coming together and that healing and growing and being culturally aware begins and ends in the home. That we have to practice what we preach, as our guest definitely touched on today. And after saying that, I'm just going to go ahead and read the motto and the creed.
Okay,
our motto is to empower and to support the diverse needs of the people. Our creed is street queens are here to show our future leaders the way, walking and talking life struggles. Every day, like the sands of time, we are an inescapable entity, bringing light into dark places and filling despair with hope. This is Javita, Queen J1, turning it back over to you.
That's what it is, man, and you did a remarkable job, baby. That's what it is, man. And I got to thank all my queens, man. I know we have Emma. She's not feeling well. We pray for her. The set isn't feeling well, so we pray for her. Toy came down, and she blessed the strong, hard body, you know, like she does as a queen. Our girl Felicia Debris came and blessed his hard body like she does like a queen. And our girl CG Michelle, I love her so much. Shout out A-Game Magazine. She came and blessed us, and she's still on the line. I love you, CG.
Yeah, I do.
And my girl right there, Javita, and, you know, we love V. Shout out to all the wolves out there, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Wolf Pack. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Joseph. That's my boo-boo. Shout out to my girl V. That's my boo-boo. Shout out to my girl Donna. My boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? I love all y'all, man. Real talk. Check out www.trunkhustlers.com. Operation We KOPOR. Man, we trying to help people. www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Hit us on Twitter. Street Queens 81. Hit us, follow us, we'll follow you back. www.lushradioonline.com, mixshowblast.com, consultingguide.net, nationalstreetbuzz.com, lushradioonline.com, www.ruly.com, www.strictlybunt1.com, exclusive fashion and furs. Let's get it. Okay, Street Queens, the movement weight loss challenge. Okay, started January 8, 2009. Winner will, you know what I'm saying, whoever wins, man, they either gain weight, they either trying to put on weight, target weight, or they were trying to lose weight. You need to have the pants, inches, and size, your age, your weight, height, and how much you lost or how much you gained. Natural medicine, if you used it, make sure you hit us on www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. Emma is doing a coat drive in New York. We are calling out for everybody, if you have intact coats or you go to like a sales department that's having a sale on coats or some store going out of sale, please, we need coats for people on the streets that are homeless. Please send in your coats. Please contact us at, you know, streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. Or if you just want to donate, you know, email us at streetqueensmovement And just tell us that you want to do it, and we'll send you out all the information so you can send out the coats. We really, really need your help this year because it's cold, and a lot of people don't got jackets, real talk. Okay, Shepherd's Cove, a homeless shelter that actually I was in when I was homeless. It's a homeless shelter for women and children, and we need people to donate new twin-size blankets and towels, Lysol and Pine Sol, to Shepherd's Cove. And basically, it's 1400 Lane, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. For more information, contact Ms. Jackson, 301-22-3381, and she'll give you more information. That is the supervisor at Shepherd's Cove Homeless Shelter for Women and Children. Please, need your help. We're calling out to everybody. Even if you can give a dollar, need your help, please. We can go get the dollar. Please help us to help the people in the community. And if you need to send us any donations, P.O. Box 30126, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20731. Please. Please hit us on our blogs. We love all of our guests, all of our sponsors, potential people. We ask you guys to blog this, leave comments, come back. Okay, we'll have part two, you know, and we love you, man. It is what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. And I know we got V on the line. We signing off. I know you want to sign off. Let the people know where they can contact you at, V.
Oh, you can contact me if at Vicky, V-I-C-K-I-E, dot Anderson, at 21@gmail.com.
That's what's up, girl. We
and,
love you.
And the company I represent, I'm looking for a charity, so I think I just found one.
Huh?
The company I represent, we need to pick a charity. I think I just found mine.
Oh, okay.
Praise the Lord.
That's what up. Praise the Lord. And if we definitely need your help, you know. So, you know, we definitely need your help, V. So if you can, you know, like I said, just email us at streetqueens,
right.
You know what I'm saying, movement@gmail.com. And you know
I
our site.
Thank y'all for having me on here.
We
oh, man.
I love you all. You're just
thank
awesome
you.
Ladies.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
I love you, too. We all love you, man. We're giving you a group hug right now. Group hug,
yeah.
Google.
Thank you. I like them group hugs.
Definitely come back and come join us each and every Thursday, same time, same place
you
at
sure?
8 o'clock, girl.
Are you sure? No, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
That's
I
what's
just
up.
Talk a lot. I
know.
Love
we
though.
Love you. Love you, though, boo. And we're going to holler at you on the flip side. And Joe, before we leave, Joe, tell the people where they can contact you at, Joe.
You all can contact me at my MySpace page, www.myspace.joejaws2006.
That's what's up, boo. We love you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
And showing us your love.
Yeah,
great to be here.
We'd love to have you back when we do hopefully a show about animals.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
to have
so.
You back.
I hope so.
Yes. Seriously.
And to Queen, is this Queen, was that Queen J1?
Yes.
Thank you for the invitation. Without it, I wouldn't know where to tune in.
Well, thank you so much for coming through. We definitely appreciate it. And like I said, we would definitely love to have you on to talk more about wildlife and what it is you do on a day-to-day.
Well, hopefully next time I'll also tell you that I'm a volunteer at the Humane Society in Lake County, Florida.
Okay.
That's what's up, sweetie. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. And Donna, before we leave out, I want the people, you know, how can they contact you, Donna?
Okay. At my MySpace page, DM Savage Media. Or I have my site, www.dmsavage.com.
That's what's up, boo. So all of my people, man, we need to really, really take action in our own hands and really change ourselves and work with ourselves and make change. Ain't nobody tell you they love you. We love you, Street Queens, the movement, and you just got officially got stamped. Let's get it. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.